Naturopathic doctors in BC say they want to be able to help people who are struggling with drug addiction, but right now they don't have approval from the province to prescribe safe supply substances. Their provincial association is lobbying the government seeking to change that. And with more, I'm joined by a naturopathic doctor based in Prince George. Deborah Fair joins us on the line. Hello.
Good morning, Carolina.
Why do naturopathic doctors like yourself want to be able to prescribe safe supply?
Well, as most people are aware, BC is in the midst of an opioid crisis. 21 people a day are dying from poisoned street drugs in Canada, 7 a day in BC alone. So in addition, we're experiencing a primary care provider shortage, and BC's naturopathic doctors want to help. We want to be part of the solution to both of these crises.
And how many naturopathic doctors in the province can currently prescribe drugs?
Just over 630.
So tell me, what kind of a difference do you think that would make to the ongoing toxic drug crisis?
Well, we are currently functioning as primary care providers. We see patients every day. We are seeing these patients. We're ordering labs on them. We're prescribing, and we think that if we could access opioid agonist therapy, also known as OAT, and safer supply, that we would be able to help with this opioid crisis.
What about the perception that's out there that naturopathic doctors aren't so-called real doctors?
Well, unfortunately, there is a myth about the education and training of naturopathic doctors. I think this is partly because we have not historically worked in clinical settings where the public expects to see their providers, like health authority clinics and hospital settings. Because of this, we haven't had the same opportunities as other healthcare professionals to work alongside medical doctors and nurse practitioners. But the naturopathic profession has been regulated in BC since 1923. There are 800 of us, and we have very extensive education and training that actually makes us equally trained to be able to treat patients, including patients with opioid use disorder who are struggling with addiction and the toxic drug supply.
And the organization that you're a part of, the provincial organization, it has sent a letter to the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, Jennifer Whiteside. What have you heard back?
Well, that's a great question. We sent a letter on November 16th. We sent a follow-up letter on November 24th. And we haven't heard anything, actually. So we're just waiting for a response from the minister.
Why do you think you haven't heard anything?
I don't know, Carolina. That's a great question. The minister is on record as wanting to be proactive about the opioid crisis. So, you know, I don't want to speculate. I don't talk to politicians. I'm a physician. I'm seeing patients and working hard to try to address the shortage of primary care providers in the province. So I really don't want to speculate, and hopefully we will hear from the minister.
You say you don't talk to politicians, but let's say, what if Jennifer Whiteside came into your practice and asked you, why should I let you be a part of this to help prescribe these drugs? What would you say?
Well, I would remind the minister that naturopathic doctors have been regulated, like I said, for 100 years. There's 800 of us, 630 of us are prescribing. We prescribe almost 1,000 drugs already. So this is, you know, our safe prescribing record is clear. It speaks for itself. The only thing I need the minister to do is to make a request to the Federal Minister of Health, Mark Holland, asking him to open up the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act so that naturopathic doctors can prescribe these medications that really are the mainstay of treatment for these patients who have opioid use disorder and who are struggling with addiction. And literally, it can be as simple as that.
Deborah, what are the next steps?
Well, I think the next step really is in the minister's control. We've reached out, we've sent a letter, and we're just waiting for her to get back to us. Alternatively, Minister Dix or Dr. Bonnie Henry, I think they also have the power to reach out to the federal minister and make this request. So, like I said, 7 people a day in BC are dying. That's 1/3 of every death in Canada is happening in BC. So this is a crisis that really needs immediate attention. And naturopathic doctors, we're here. We're licensed. We're already working in these communities in BC. We're wanting to help. So all I'm saying is, Minister, please let us help.
Thank you very much for providing your time and your message today on the program.
Thank you very much for your interest.
Deborah Fair, a naturopathic doctor in Prince George. Now, we have contacted the Ministry of Mental Health and Addictions for comment. We did not hear back before deadline. So we turn it over to you as well. Do you think naturopathic doctors in BC should or should not be able to prescribe safe supply? Email daybreaknorth@cbc.ca, or you can call us on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932.